save money on your groceries. Visit Value Check today. They're at 1914 Glen Park Drive in Champaign.
Previously on Tay and Carp.
This is weird about Le'Veon Bell. He's basically saying, you need to pay me, you need to give me guaranteed money because I am the best running back. And he's a guy that is going into that era right now of age that a lot of times those running backs start wearing down. They start going down in terms of their production. But I think Le'Veon Bell is a different kind of cat. I don't think he's going to wear down. But this is interesting because he's not happy.
Tune in weekdays 4 to 6 as Lon Tay and Mike Carpenter talk everything from Fighting Illini to Cubs, Cards, and Sox. Right here on ESPN 93.5.
See store associate or staples.com.
You're listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign, Urbana. Your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
Trying to protect the special counsel. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. Democrats and some Republicans are worried about what might happen to the Russia probe now that President Trump ousted Attorney General Jeff Sessions. But GOP Senator Tom Tillis says,
the president and I have talked about it. The president has publicly stated he doesn't have any intention of removing Mueller.
Fox's Rachel Sutherland, live in Washington.
Dave, more than a dozen state attorneys general signed a letter to acting U.S. Attorney General Matthew Whitaker asking him to recuse himself from special counsel Robert Mueller's Russia probe, writing that his critical comments about the investigation have been widely circulated. The officials claim any reasonable person could question Whitaker's impartiality on the matter. Whitaker has publicly questioned whether the Mueller investigation had gone too far. In an op-ed last year, he cautioned against an investigation into President Trump's finances. Dave.
Rachel, the town in Northern California is in charred ruins.
And the high school's gone. It's all gone. There's nothing.
Her house and many others also burned down, along with schools and supermarkets, restaurants. A couple thousand structures torched in a matter of hours by a fast-moving wildfire that forced people to drop everything and evacuate.
And we might never go back. I don't know. It's hard.
Two fast-moving wildfires are also burning in Ventura County, torching homes, prompting evacuations near where that shooting spree happened in a bar the night before. More than 1,000 people showed up to that vigil, honoring the 12 people murdered by a Marine veteran who killed himself. His motive still not known. Fox's Jessica Rosenthal is in Thousand Oaks.
Jason Kaufman lost his son, Cody.
Oh, son, I love you so much. Oh, everybody, just please.
The community here is reeling. People in Thousand Oaks know each other or of each other. Sarah Silicula's daughter's friends hid in the bathroom at the bar during the shooting.
What's it going to take? 20 kids? 50 kids?
This is Fox News.
All money managers may seem pretty much the same. But while some money managers may recommend high commission investment products, Fisher Investments avoids them. Some money managers may have hidden and layered fees. Fisher Investments never does. And while some money managers are happy to earn commissions from you, whether you do well or not, Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when you do better. In other words, we're structured to be on your side. Maybe that's why most of our clients come to us from other money managers. Talk with us and find out why so many experienced investors are switching to and staying with Fisher Investments. Fisher Investments, clearly better money management. Investments in securities involve the risk of loss. Visit us at fisherinvestments.com to find out what we can do for you.
Days after the elections, the vote counting continues in some races, like Florida, where recounts are looming. So is the court fight.
I've asked the Florida law enforcement to do an investigation, and we've already filed a lawsuit. We're going to make sure we win this.
Governor Rick Scott's already declared victory over Democratic incumbent Senator Bill Nelson, who's refusing to concede.
In the race for the Senate, Governor Rick Scott's lead over Senator Bill Nelson is narrowing out of 8 million votes. Scott leads by less than 18,000 votes, or 0.22%. As Nelson prepares for a potential recount, Governor Scott is suing the Democratic election supervisors in Broward and Palm Beach counties, accusing them of rampant fraud.
Fox's Griff Jenkins. A recount may also be looming in the Florida race for governor. Ron DeSantis Texas, lead over Democrat Andrew Gillum has gotten smaller, and there's also a court battle looming in Arizona in the too-close-to-call Senate race there. As the caravan of Central American migrants keeps moving toward the U.S. border, President Trump is expected to issue an executive order to deny asylum to any migrant who crosses the border illegally instead of making the claim at a port of entry. That could prompt a court fight, and the president has also lost another round in court over DACA.
A federal appeals court has upheld a ruling blocking the Trump administration from ending the so-called DACA program that protects young, undocumented immigrants who came to the U.S. as children from being deported. The ruling by a three-judge panel of the San Francisco-based Ninth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals said the administration voiced inadequate and flawed reasons for its decision in September of last year to terminate the program. The ruling means a nationwide injunction allowing the DACA program to continue will remain in effect. The Trump administration has already asked the Supreme Court to review the injunction. At the White House, John Decker, Fox News.
On Wall Street, there may be selling this morning. Dow futures are down more than 100 points before the opening bell next hour. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
Hey, good Friday morning. OSF Ergo redefines the urgent care experience, especially designed for busy individuals and families. OSF Ergo offers two locations in Champaign, on North Prospect near Walmart and on South Neal near Harvest Market.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Menicelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. Two Urbana men have been charged after a gun and cannabis were found in their home on Wednesday. 24-year-old Isaiah Jordan and 24-year-old Walter Partee were arrested following a court-authorized search of their home. The News Gazette says officials say Jordan is on parole for a previous weapons violation, so at any time, parole agents can search his home. A new report says Illinois has among the highest property taxes on business in the country. The Illinois News Network says the nonprofit Tax Foundation put Illinois at fifth in terms of how much businesses pay in property taxes. Neighboring states have lower property tax rates. Police are investigating after the body of an Urbana man was found in Campus Town early yesterday. The News Gazette says an autopsy is set for today for 28-year-old Robert Chambers. Police say passersby notified police about a man on the ground with a serious injury in the 500 block of East Green Street. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Menicelli.
With two convenient locations in Champaign, OSF Ergo is redefining the urgent care experience. Specially designed for busy individuals and families, you get the exact care and service you need without sacrificing time or quality. At OSF Ergo, we can treat your mild illness or injury and have you out the door quickly at an affordable cost. OSF Ergo accepts a number of insurance plans, including Health Alliance, Blue Cross Blue Shield, and Humana. Visit osfergo.org. And learn more.
We got a little snow dusting. Here's your weather brought to you by the Blossom Basket Florist, from simple to simply magnificent, with two locations. Village at the Crossing in Champaign, Cunningham and Urbana, 367 Rose, or blossombasket.com. And good morning, Diane Ducey.
Good morning, CBJ. There's still a chance of snow before 4 o'clock this afternoon. We've got a high 36 today, 19 our low, with clear conditions by tonight. Make way for sunshine tomorrow, but definitely cooler with a high 33, low 23. On Veterans Day Sunday, up to 42, down to 27 with sunshine expected. Right now, the temperature's at 33 with the light snow, fog, and mist. ESPN 93.5.
Coach Mike Ditka, Brother Johnny coming up bottom of the hour. It's Friday after a long week. Mm-hmm. I am excited to welcome back to the program is a distinguished visiting fellow for Project for Economic Growth at the Heritage Foundation. His book is Trumponomics, Inside the America First Plan to Revive Our Economy. He's a University of Illinois graduate, and he's the most famous and most important graduate of New Trier High School, no matter what anybody says. It's Stephen Moore. How are you?
I'm doing great, CBJ. By the way, I think Ann Margaret would have something to say about that. I think she's a little more famous than I am in New Trier High School.
New Trier High School, I mean, man, is Donald Rumsfeld? I mean, there's a who's who on that.
Exactly.
Okay. It's crazy.
It's great to be on the show. I miss Champaign. I spent 5 years there, and we've had a great time at the University of Illinois. But I really had a great time doing was working on the Trump campaign as a senior economic advisor with my buddy Larry Kudlow, and we had a blast. I mean, Trump is an amazing person to be around, and whether you love him or hate him, he's quite a colorful figure, and It was a great time, and you know, we chronicle in the book how we put the economic program together for Trump, and a lot of good fun stories about Trump's personality and his antics. And you know, by the way, people think, isn't he a big jerk and something? I mean, sometimes on TV and in public appearances, he comes across as a jerk, but in private, he's actually a sweetheart. He's a really personable guy and fun to be around. And I've never met anybody who has much energy as Donald Trump. He is like a freak of nature.
No, what he did with the rallies, three in the last day. I mean, it was. I said, how does a 71-year-old man do this? I can't do it. I mean, it's stunning.
We used to travel with him, not all the time, but a lot on the campaign. And it would be literally you'd do three or four cities in one day. You'd get up at 6:30 in the morning, meet him at Trump Tower, go over to LaGuardia Airport in New York, and you fly to like Colorado Springs and Oklahoma City, then you'd go to Houston, and I'd be completely exhausted. And I wasn't the person who was giving the speeches and stuff, and then we get on the plane at 11 o'clock at night, and you put your head down on the table, you'd be sleeping. What's wrong with you? Maybe I should get rid of you. You can't take it. You can't do it. He's amazing.
Well, Stephen Moore, again, the book Trumponomics. You can get it everywhere. Why is the economy working so well? Because by any barometer, it is.
Oh, there's no doubt about that. I mean, this is the strongest economy we've had since Reagan. And I think it's because this is a guy who understands business. I mean, we walk through, what is Trump and Alex? What does he believe? Now, Trump is not like Reagan in the sense that Reagan was ideologically conservative. He had kind of conservative genes in his body. Trump is not ideological. He doesn't have one kind of governing philosophy. He's just a common sense guy, and he's a businessman. And, what the reason the economy has picked up, shifted into two higher gears is, we replaced a community organizer with a businessman who knows how business works, how to meet a payroll, how to expand, how to hire workers, how to make a profit. And he's brought these business principles to government in Washington, and it's made a huge difference. I mean, now businesses across the country, the men and women, we have 27 million small businesses in this country. They know that the government isn't going to hit them over the head with a billy club every time they make a profit. And that's made all the difference in the world. Of course, the tax cut, which is what Larry Kudlow and I and Art Laffer helped write for Trump, that's been a huge success. I mean, I laughed. All these Democrats are running around the country, repeal the tax cut and repeal it.
Yeah.
And this is what's created, all these jobs. We got the lowest unemployment rate in 50 years. We got consumer confidence is higher than it's been any time in 20 years. The unemployment rate, if you looked at those numbers, I mean, black, Hispanic, Asian unemployment rates lower than they've ever been since the Beatles were still playing together. So it's amazing.
Well, but there's such vitriol. You could come to your beloved campus and you can't wear a Make America Great Again hat, Stephen, because somebody would cackle you.
People don't like the recovery. They don't like the expansion in the economy. They don't like jobs. Businesses succeeding. I mean, that's just stupid. I mean,
no, because he colluded and he's an evil man. And they're screaming things that just are so nonsensical. You say common sense. That's what it is. But they can't take this guy.
Well, look, my first rule about Trump is don't listen to what he's saying. Look at what he's doing. Look at his results. I mean, you'd be a dingbat not to like his results. I mean, now, the funny thing is, I find this very humorous, is that you see Obama was running around the country saying, this is my economy. I created this economy. No, I don't think so. And we didn't have anything. The economy was growing at 1.5% in Obama's last year in office. Did you know that? 1.5%, which is barely staying out of recession. Now we're growing at almost 4%. I mean, that's the difference going 15 miles an hour down the highway and 40 miles an hour down the highway. That's a big difference.
I don't think that there's a portion of this country that has accepted 2016 because of the shock. And
that's true. I mean, look, there's a Trump derangement out there that hates Trump and will never accept the fact that he's been an incredibly effective president. Now, look, I wish he would, I think some of his language that he uses and some of his divisiveness, I wish he would try to bring the country together. But look, we're a very polarized country. We saw that in the elections on Tuesday. By the way, Trump came out of this smelling like a rose. I mean, if you think Trump is divisive, wait till you get a load of Nancy Pelosi. Mm-hmm. I mean, Nancy Pelosi is the least popular politician in America. She's going to be running the House. Now Trump actually has a foil to run against. I think Trump really is in very solid shape. But look, the economy is as strong as as it was, is it as strong 2 years from now as it is today? Trump is going to win a 40-state reelection.
Wow.
Time. He may not win Illinois, but he's going to win
right.
all the states that he won before, and he's going to pick up states like Colorado and New Hampshire and Arizona and states like that. So, I mean, like, I think he's in very solid shape, and I love how he has rebuilt the economy. We are truly the envy of the world's economy today. Most countries are growing at 1% or 2%. We're growing twice. And he's going to win. He's going to win against China, and that's the big deal. I think we've got to win this trade war against China. I think he will. China's a menace to the United States. And thank God, you know, Trump is a president who's called him out on this.
Where can we be in 6 years? If he were to win in two and we have four more years, where do you see the economy?
Well, look, the economy, there are things that cause the economy to go up and down. Policy is not the only reason you get, you know, these waves. But the fact that you've got somebody who knows about business and knows how to create jobs and is focused like a laser beam. What Trump cares most about, and this is where I think he's most mischaracterized in the media, he doesn't care about rich people. You know, he said to me, every time I was with him, he said, Steve, how will this policy that you're proposing, how will this affect the middle class? How will this affect working class Americans, whether it's, you know, the coal miners in West Virginia or the manufacturing workers in Illinois or the auto workers in Flint, Michigan? He cares about working class Americans. That's his base. By the way, it's so interesting. If you look at the election returns on Tuesday, the Democrats are now totally the party of the rich. Every wealthy county went for Trump. It's the working class areas of America that are solidly Trump country. So it's the very rich and very poor counties that are for the Democrats, and it's the working class towns in Illinois, like places like Elgin and, you know, places like Rockford, that are solidly behind Trump, because, you know, those are the areas that the liberals left behind. They don't care if coal miners lose their job. They're so whacked out on climate change that they'd be willing to put every coal miner and every oil and gas worker in America out of job. And then they wonder, gee, how did we lose West Virginia? How do we lose Texas? How do we lose Oklahoma? Because these are, you know, people, you're talking about destroying people's lives with this kind of radical agenda that the left believes in. And Trump's the one guy who's sticking up for middle-class workers.
So investigate or legislate, you would guess Nancy Pelosi will go to investigate?
Well, first of all, you know, Pelosi's going to block anything Trump wants to do. So for 2 years, we're going to have gridlock. We're going to have kind of hand, you know, metaphorically, we're going to have hand-to-hand combat between the Democrats and the Republicans. But then Trump wins this big reelection running on the strength of the economy, and Pelosi's out as Speaker, and you get the Republicans winning the House back, and as I see it. And then Trump does infrastructure reform. We rebuild our infrastructure. We do the immigration reform where we, you know, Trump wants to secure the border, which is what I think 80% of Americans want. And then I think he would be very open-minded to, you know, a 21st century immigration policy that allows the kind of skilled and talented people into this country that we need. And we need more immigrants. We've got 7 million more jobs than we have people to fill them right now. I say, for the students listening to the show from U of I, you're going to be graduating from college in a year or two. There's never a time in 50 years there'll be a better time to graduate from college. I mean, the jobs are so plentiful. I graduated from University of Illinois in 1982. You have no idea how bad the economy was then. Even with a college degree, you couldn't get a job as a burger flipper back then.
Wow.
So, you know, the economy, it's great to have a prosperous economy because it's, we don't always have prosperous economies like this with lots of jobs.
Stephen Moore, book is Trumponomics. Congratulations. I mean, you're one of the real reasons the economy's doing well. You're one of the authors of this thing. So it's pretty exciting. You've done a great job.
How's U of I going to be in hoops this year?
I think they're going to be surprising. We've got this Sayo Desume. He had a great game last night. We beat Evansville by like 40. We play Georgetown next week. Then we go to the Maui Classic. I don't know. I think we don't know the team very well, but we know the intensity of the coach. We could be a little better than expected. So,
all right. I hope you're right.
Steve,
when I was there, we went to the Elite Eight. We had Bruce Douglas and Doug Altenberger.
Ephraim Winters. Yeah, he was a good one. Hey, Steve, I appreciate your time. It's an honor to have you on. Keep up your good work. Keep the fight. We appreciate you.
Thanks so much. Take care.
You bet. Trumponomics is the book. Stephen Moore, the guest, distinguished visiting fellow. for a project for economic growth, Heritage Foundation, and a distinguished alum at the University of Illinois. ESPN 93.5. Sports headlines. Oops. I would assume a big game.
I know. I just said the Illini with their basketball
game.
Well,
five and double figures. Illinois wins over Evansville a lot to a little. 99 to 60. Yeah. Off to a 1-0 start.
Aaron Jordan with 19, 5 3-pointers.
How about that?
I know it.
That's awesome. Okay, we'll talk to Kent Brown coming up about the Fighting Illini in Nebraska. ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast brought to you by Watts Copy Systems, your local copier printer specialist in Champaign-Urbana for the past 34 years at wattscopy.com.
Could still see some snow today with a high 36, 19 our low tonight as we clear out and make way for sunshine tomorrow. High 33, low 23, partly cloudy conditions. Partly cloudy for Veterans Day on Sunday, a little more bearable with a high 42, then low 27. We're currently at 33, ESPN 93.5.
Check your Fox Business Minute brought to you this morning by Starla Carr, Provident Financial Group in Champaign, where partnerships are built on trust. Find Starla, Provident Financial Group, LLC.com. Coach Mike Ditka, Brother Johnny, it's Friday. Coming up in about 15 minutes, Donald Trump and the media. Mike had some moments with the media. I've got that. Stand by. It's 7:20.
From the Fox Business Network, Volkswagen is reported to be working on an all-electric car to compete with Tesla. And it will start at only $23,000, about $12,000 less than what Tesla is charging for its most affordable Model 3. Reuters says VW will convert three factories in Germany to produce the car. The government will be restricting flavored e-cigarettes to fight what it's calling an epidemic of teenage vaping. The FDA will ban fruit and candy-flavored electronic cigarettes in convenience stores and gas stations. Reuters says the FDA will also introduce stricter age verification requirements for online sales of e-cigarettes. The Dow rose 10 yesterday. The Nasdaq dropped 39 and the S&P was down 7. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Jenny Cosola.
Renowned medical correspondent and endurance race champion, Bob Arnott, MD.
People ask me, how do you keep competing at the age of 70? Healthy living is important, but so is pain relief. If you have pain, you can't train. So I'm thrilled I discovered Salonpas Lidocaine Plus. This unique topical pain reliever contains two safe and effective anesthetics. Nothing has worked better for me.
Salonpas Lidocaine Plus, cream or roll-on.
With the change of seasons approaching, you need to check your tires. CarX Tire and Auto has been serving customers for over 40 years and is your Central Illinois tire leader. Your local CarX has the right tires for your vehicle, offering major brands like Goodyear, Kelly, Michelin, and Yokohama. And CarX offers tires at competitive prices, expert installation, and the best guarantees in the business. Shop tires online at CarX.com by using our online tire tool. See your CarX man today.
Don't worry, call the CarX man.
Here comes my best man speech. Madison, at first, I wasn't sure if you were right for the position. Were you going to punch his ticket to the playoffs or send him home packing?
Ever since he switched to DirecTV, he only talks in college football metaphors.
It's that 4K, that high-quality footage. It changes a man.
Were you a walk-on All-American or a one-trick play?
Quit cable. No one has more college football in 4K than DirecTV. More for your college football thing. That's our thing. Visit DirecTV.com for details. With entertainment package or higher, limited 4K programming available. 4K equipment required. Other conditions apply.
Is there a greater combination than pizza and beer? Or pizza and beer with all the games on a 16-foot big screen? Nope. That's why Rafter's Draft and Dough is dedicated to all three. Although there's more to the menu than classic pizza combos with salads, appetizers, wings, and grinders. And top it off with a five-beer flight of the always-rotating craft beers on tap. Rafter's the place to be to cheer on your favorite team this fall. Rafter's Draft and Dough on Bradley Avenue right across from Triple T Car Wash in Champaign, and find them on Facebook.
What would you call a toilet that cleans itself? Impossible? Magic? A pipe dream? At American Standard, we simply call it a 4MAX toilet. 4MAX flushing technology gets the bowl two times cleaner than standard bowls with just water and is available in a variety of styles and options. And listen up, plumbers. Now through November 30th, you can receive a $25 incentive on each 4MAX toilet purchased. Enter code RADIO on my4max.com to learn more on rules and enrollment.
enjoy Urbana Park District events year-round. The Senior Club for people age 50-plus meets the second Tuesday of each month at noon. Inquire about the potluck meal with entertainment. Meet friends new and old. Members like trips and excursions of all interests. Residents pay just $12 and $15 for non-residents. Want more information about the Senior Club with the Urbana Park District? Call 367-1544 or go online to urbanaparks.org. That's urbanaparks.org.
All right, Busey says, you ready for the end of the year? May want to plan some things, because if you want to write a check, you got to do it by December 31. If you want to have a deduction, if you do that kind of stuff, set aside time to plan for this. You're going to look up and say, gosh, it's 2019 and I meant to fill in the blank. Busey Wealth Management can sit with you and say, what about a required distribution? How do you maximize some of that retirement savings? How do you bump up withholding to cover a tax shortfall? Weigh year-end investment moves. Consider tax implications. They know all the answers. Why wouldn't you call 800-67-BUSEY or begin at BUSEY.com and sit with one of the brilliant people at Busey Wealth Management? Busey's been around 150 years. They're good. What they do, you don't last that long if you're not. Investment products and services are not FDIC insured, may lose value. No bank guarantee. It's Busey for your year-end tax planning and all that stuff. You need to sit with somebody who's really good at this, and they are. Busey Wealth Management. Okay, for flu season, it's Chemical Maintenance, Inc., and that little spray thing, and I can't remember if it was a backpacker. I sprayed some of these droplets that'll kill the flu bug.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, it's so cool. And it just kind of beads up and kind of covers it. It's an electrostatic thing. And I thought, you know, new little invention, I'd get a little thing, go zip, zip, zip in a public bathroom, and bam, no bacteria.
That's cool.
I know. I'm always thinking there's another billion-dollar idea, somebody. Chemical Maintenance, Inc., CMIClean.com, CMIClean.com, 359-6262, 359-6262. I'm going to play this Mike Ditka montage of him talking to the various media, and it's just, you think there's a laugh track on it because the guys that covered him loved him, and some of his stuff is just so sarcastic and absolute, and it's just great. And you'll hear the crowd when I play this. I hope Coach doesn't mind. But, you know, he always said, I wish I'd had an hour before we talked to the media.
Right.
Because he's pretty
decompression time.
Yeah. I don't think I'll have this clip, but somebody says, why are you in such a bad mood? He said, why do you care?
I love it.
He said, you'd be in a bad mood if you're 2-7. Anyway, he's a special one. And, of course, the run-in with Jim Acosta. I have no idea how Mike Ditka could have handled Jim Acosta, but not as gracefully as Donald Trump did.
Right.
Ditka wouldn't have. You know, there's a clip, and one of these weeks I'll play it, and Coach probably doesn't remember it, and frankly, I'd never seen it. But ESPN did a 3-minute story on what would have happened had Mike Ditka run against young Barack Obama.
That's right.
And Obama is in the thing talking about, man, I love Mike Ditka. I'm glad he didn't do it.
Right.
Because he'd have been favored.
I mean, wasn't Johnny in on that conversation?
Oh, yeah.
Trying to figure out whether he should
do it? Well, we were. Johnny thought we'd had to been by his side 24-7 because there'd have been an incident with a camera in his face. There'd have been an incident.
That's right.
So it was one of those, how in the world will this
work?
Before
Trump got like he is, it would have been.
No,
Ditka.
Mike Ditka, and maybe Donald Trump's always been like that. Mike's always been candid, maybe not politically correct, but adamant and common sense. How many times has he said common sense over the years?
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, that's all coming up next. It is Friday. Feels good.
Yeah, Illinois, Nebraska.
Yeah, that's tomorrow. What time? 11 o'clock.
Yes.
Okay.
Big Ten Network.
Yep.
Illinois volleyball facing Rutgers at Huff Hall tonight, and tomorrow night Penn State at 7.
Ooh, that'll be a dandy.
Mm-hmm.
All right, 728 ESPN 93.5.
So here's something you might have experienced. I used to post to job boards, only to spend countless hours
sorting through way too many resumes,
just to find a few qualified candidates for
my tech sales teams,
the trucking business I hire for, my hair salons.
That old process was definitely not smart.
Then I went to ZipRecruiter. They figured out hiring.
ZipRecruiter did the work for me. Their powerful matching technology scanned thousands of resumes
to find people with the right skills, education, and experience for my job.
And actively invited them to apply.
So I got qualified candidates fast. Smart.
See why ZipRecruiter is rated number one by employers in the U.S. Try ZipRecruiter now for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. Once again, ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. Based on Trustpilot rating of hiring sites with over 1,000 reviews.
Pia's opens every morning, daily at 7 a.m. You will find it all at Pia's with live video gaming, sports, food, drinks, and fun. See you at Pia's, West Springfield Avenue in Champaign. Serving food 7 a.m. to 11 p.m. and drinks until 2 a.m. daily. Pia serves up its famous 10-ounce Slugger Burger along with great wings and so much more. You will find it all at Pia's with live video gaming, sports, food, drinks, and fun. See you at Pia's, West Springfield Avenue in Champaign.
I'm here at the year's hottest stag pool party.
Put your antlers up!
Where? Some poor guy's backyard. These stags are bringing down the house. Seriously, deer are ripping holes in the pool cover. They're trampling patio furniture.
And all the damage was covered, thanks to Farmers Insurance. Stag Pool Party, October 27th, 2014. Talk to a farmer's agent. We know a thing or two because we've seen a thing or two.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Stop by the office of Dennis Starkey on the corner of State and Springfield or call for a quote at 217-356-6268.
I'm Jay Lehman, former Fighting Illini All-American linebacker. When I need a new flooring for my home, I chose quality, and that's why I chose Flooring America. Flooring America is the place to help you with all of your flooring needs. From hardwood, carpet, tile, laminate, and vinyl, Flooring America does it all. They offer in-home service and are very experienced in all aspects of your job, from small to large. Conveniently located on North Prospect at 920 West Town Center Boulevard in Champaign, or visit online at FlooringAmericaChampaign.com.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Hundreds of people came out last night for a vigil in Thousand Oaks, California, for the 12 people shot and killed at the Borderline Bar and Grill Wednesday night.
Among them, a survivor of last year's massacre in Las Vegas, also killed an aspiring soldier, a freshman at Pepperdine University, and a security guard. Dozens of law enforcement officers honoring 29-year veteran of the force, Sergeant Ron Hellis, also killed in the attack. Hellis was the first officer on the scene there.
Fox's Jackie Ibanez. Three people are stabbed, one died, on a busy street in Melbourne, Australia.
From what we know of that individual, we are treating this as a terrorism incident.
The suspect was shot and killed by police. Victoria State Police Commissioner Graham Ashton says he was originally from Australia and considered a person of interest by federal intelligence authorities. The attacker jumped out of a pickup truck that then caught fire with propane gas cylinders in the back. The fire was put out before any explosion. This is Fox News.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. Police are investigating after the body of an Urbana man was found in Campus Town early yesterday. The News Gazette says an autopsy is set for today for 28-year-old Robert Chambers. Police say passersby notified police about a man on the ground with a serious injury in the 500 block of East Green Street. He was pronounced dead an hour later at Carle Foundation Hospital's emergency room. We're a couple of weeks away from Thanksgiving, and if you're still making your travel plans, be aware of this. New projections from the Transportation Security Administration show this year will likely be the busiest Thanksgiving ever for air travel. TSA spokeswoman Lisa Farbstein told USA Today they have started to see the trend in which the Thanksgiving holiday period actually begins the Friday before Thanksgiving for travel, which would be a week from today. The TSA now expects November 16th to be one of the three busiest days during the entire travel period. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
Small businesses are the lifeblood of our local economy. For over 150 years, Busey has remained a dedicated partner to those businesses and entrepreneurs who bring vibrancy to our community. Through sound advice and simplified solutions, Busey proudly supports small businesses. Visit Busey.com or stop by one of our many convenient locations for solutions to your banking and wealth management needs. Busey, fulfilling fulfilling dreams since 1868. Member FDIC.
Stevie J Travel presents Holiday in Missouri with Mary Beth Kurosik, November 27th through the 30th. See and experience the history of the diverse ethnic immigrant communities of St. Louis, St. Charles, and Herman, Missouri. Enjoy culinary cooking classes, a chocolate tour, holiday shopping and trolley ride, and so much more. There's still time to sign up. Holiday in Missouri, November 27th through the 30th. Go to steviejtravel.com for all the details. Where do you want to go?
It's your last chance to see Illinois football at home this season.
35-30, he might go 20, 10, 5, touchdown! Touchdown, Illinois!
The Fighting Illini will take on Iowa November 17th at Memorial Stadium. Single game tickets start at just $35. Reserve your seats today by logging on to FightingIllini.com or by calling 866-ILLINI-1.
If you want a vehicle, you go to Honda BMW of Champaign. They are an award-winning dealer. That's what you need to know. Find out what that looks like. It's online, drivechampaign.com, and they're going to take care of you, whether it's on the Honda side or the BMW side. Say hey to my friend Ben Quattrone and visit Honda BMW today. And test drive something really good. And you know what? You kind of need one. So why don't you stop by and check around and find out why they're a Honda President's Award-winning dealership. They're on Neal at Brewwash, Honda, BMW, Champaign, award-winning dealership, drivechampaign.com online. Here's your ESPN 93.5 3-day weather forecast from the National Weather Service.
Might be waking up to a little snow on the lawn. We have a light dusting. We have a high of 36 expected today and 19 our low tonight. Chance of some flurries here and there until 4 o'clock this afternoon. Then the winds will pick up to 28 miles per hour. Tomorrow, sunshine and a high only 33, down to 23 in the evening. Sunny for Veterans Day on Sunday with a high 42. Right now we're 33, ESPN 93.5.
Always a pleasure. Friday morning, ladies and gentlemen, Hall of Famer, all-around great guy, Naples, Florida, where it is not snowing, Coach Mike Ditka. How are you, Coach?
Not snowing. It's warm. It's about 85 today.
In New Orleans, I bet it's not snowing. Johnny?
No, but it's great today. Man, sounds cold up there. Sounds a little cool.
It's jacket weather for sure, but it is the Middle West. Okay, the election, the midterms, Mike, what'd you think?
Well, you know, I don't know. It's hard to understand what people really want or what they expect. I guess I'm biased in the point that I think that the president's doing a great job, but I don't know. People are going to do whatever they want to do. It sways so much, it's crazy. I don't like the politics. I like what's best for the country, what's best for the states, and if you do that, then fine.
Well, Stevie, it wasn't really much of a blue wave, was it?
Mm.
I thought it was a good result for the Republicans. There's some issues. I think, it's clear there's a problem in Florida. I mean, the votes they're counting are those mail-in and early voting that was supposed to be counted the day before and turned in half an hour after the polls closed. And they're counting them. I mean, it's supposed to be, and you hear every vote has to count. That's, and then some is what they're really saying, because these votes weren't cast, I don't think, and I don't know what you can do about it. That could cost the Senate seat and maybe even bigger, the governorship of Florida, when it comes to the presidential election. You know, Mike, it's hard to watch.
It's hard to conceive, what they're doing. If they don't, the vote should be counted by now. There's no question about it. There shouldn't be and any problem at all, but there is. That's politics.
Yeah, but in Arizona, it says 99% reported, and there's 500,000 in a Democratic Maricopa County yet to be counted. I don't get that. There's only 1.6 million have voted, and they said there's 500,000 more, and it's 99% report. This is so and what are they counting with what, an abacus? What are they counting without in Arizona? What?
Yeah. They did that. It happens in Arizona. You remember, Mike, but I still don't know whether they went for Trump or Clinton. I don't know. They were still counting weeks after.
I think it's the water. I don't think they have enough water. But that's
okay. So, Florida is like, it's all in Broward County, and everybody remembers Broward County from the 2000 recount. But when you had Rick Scott up 60,000 votes for the Senate, and now all of a sudden it's 15,000, come on, man. You got to be kidding. That's ridiculous. And then, of course, the governor who conceded is going, I want to take that back. Well, heck yeah, they're bringing all the Clinton lawyers in, and they're just gearing it up. Rick Scott has already sued Broward County and the state of Florida because he says they're trying to steal this. So we got weeks ahead in Florida. Okay, the president and the press. Jim Acosta, CNN.
You know what? That's not an invasion.
Honestly, I think you should let me run the country. You run CNN.
All right.
And if you did it well, your ratings would be much better.
If I may ask one other question, Mr. President, if I may ask one other question, are you worried?
That's enough. That's enough.
Mr. President, Pardon me, ma'am. Mr. President.
That's enough.
Mr. President, I had one other question, if I may ask, on the Russia investigation. Are you concerned that...
I'm not concerned about anything with the Russian investigation because it's a hoax. That's enough. Put down the mic.
Mr. President, are you worried about indictments coming down in this investigation?
He just won't stop. Johnny, he just wouldn't stop.
Yeah, pretty Rudy's like that. That's how he's been. But and Mike, I would have said, I don't think I would have allowed him to have a pass, but I wouldn't have said anything about the girl grabbing the mic because there wasn't anything there. But I would just say I don't think you should you're behaving yourself in a way where you should have a pass, give it to somebody else. But they'll let him back in, I think.
I hope not.
Well, he's not a journalist, he's a pundit, right? He should be commentating on something and have his own show, but he's not a, quote, journalist. He's out there. He was contentious with the president, taking issue with his definition of an invasion. That's not a journalist. You ask a question, and then you hand it to your colleagues. That's how it's supposed to work. It's crazy.
Well, we used to talk now, but, you know.
Mike Ditka, you had a few moments, I thought, and I found some of this, and it's just classic. And listen to the response of some of the press covering Mike Ditka back in the day.
I'm happy for Steve, and I told him I'm proud of him. I tell you what, he's always like a forgotten man. Shut up. Here, have a quarter, make a phone call. Get your mouth shut. Get your mouth shut, jerk. See that? That's your IQ, buddy. Zero.
Hold up. Turn over, son.
I'd rather talk to him.
I know I'm smarter than that some.
I'm not funny. I was trying to tell the guy, seriously, I wasn't trying to be funny with the guy, because if I would have got a hold of him, I wouldn't have been funny with him. It had nothing to do with fun. It had nothing to do with being funny. But this will be the big deal. Let's do this. Let's forget who we're playing this week and just write about how funny I am. And then we'll have a good time. And we'll clown around every day. And I got some magic tricks I'll show you.
I mean, Mike, you were classic. I mean, there's nothing like Mike Ditka in front of it. It was just awesome stuff.
Well, I was a little crazy then, but I'm probably crazier now. But, you know, I don't know. I think the press is a very necessary thing in our country, but I think we've got to an extreme now where they question everything, and then if they don't get the answer they want, then they badger you, and I don't think that's right.
Well, and I think, Coach, it's clear. First of all, I think you probably did better than the president does, and it's obviously everybody likes you. There's a lot. Everybody likes Mike. See?
Yeah.
They don't want
say that.
I wouldn't, but they don't want Trump as president. That's they don't agree with the American people. They don't even agree with our voting system, Coach. They wanted to change it when he won.
Exactly.
And that's a problem for him, and it's a problem for us, because that's all we get is this kind of bad sportsmanship for as long as it lasts. I don't know what to tell you, Steve.
Yeah, but then you have extremes where you have Maxine Waters stirring it up, like she says, get in their face. Now you have Antifa at Tucker Carlson's house, breaking in his door, cracked the door
His wife's alone, locked in the pantry, calling 911. They published Tucker Carlson, Sean Hannity's, and others' addresses online. At what point do people get killed? I mean, this is dangerous stuff now.
Crazy. You're right. And it's inexcusable, and, yeah, it's scary. And, you know, it's kind of fueled by that kind of rhetoric. And then what you'll hear is, it's Donald Trump's fault, is what the people who are causing this are saying, and they're the ones that are causing it. But you can see right through it.
Because the American public elected him president, so it's his fault. Come on, it's so stupid. If you really analyze it, I mean, there's no grounds for anything these people are saying or doing, but they're doing it. And then we got a media that covers it, so that's what we have.
You know, Coach, the other night Donald Trump said, I'm about common sense. I thought of you. You've said common sense how many times over the years? It is about common sense, and a lot of what he's doing is common sense.
Yeah, but there's a lot of people out there right now, Steve, that don't have any common sense. All they understand is they're going to go with what they're told to do, they have opinion about something. They're not going to budge off it. You can't convince them any other way that their opinion is wrong. Period.
Well, and Johnny, you say there was no blue wave. There was a blue tsunami in Illinois. I mean, in Champaign County, it was a blue tsunami. They had students lined up for 90 minutes with little placards that told them how to vote. They handed those out so that they know the D is what they vote for. They didn't know the people, but they got in there. They could register on the spot, and they stayed in line and voted. And it was a tsunami in our county. Every Democrat won. We'll have a sheriff that's Democrat for the first time since 1934 in Champaign County. So here, it was a tsunami. It was unbelievable.
Yeah. Well, that's organization, really.
Yeah, it is.
And
that's good.
There's a lot of people in school that can vote if you let them vote. Let them register the night of the vote, which is new. That's new, and it's a very it's an innovative way to get more votes if you get enough volunteers to get it up there and do it. It didn't happen that many places in the country, Steve. Not like they expected and hoped.
Right. Well, we're pretty blue in this state of Illinois. All right, it's Mike Ditka, brother Johnny, Coach. Dez Bryant is now New Orleans Saint with an asterisk that says, gosh, I hope he doesn't scream at Drew Brees or do some antics on the sidelines. Was this a good call to sign Dez Bryant, the outstanding receiver, formerly of Dallas, and this really good Saints team?
Well, I'll tell you what. The Saints haven't made too many mistakes, and what they're doing is good. They just got another what I call bullet for their arsenal because he can help. And, I mean, with Drew Brees throwing to you, anybody can be probably pretty good because the ball is going to be right on target. Saints are really good right now. I think they're good in a lot of ways, too. They run the ball well, and they can play defense. And I think that all matters. But when you got Drew Brees and you got a passing game like they got, I mean, they've done a great job down there with their offense. The coach deserves a lot of credit. It's special. I mean, I didn't know that I didn't know he could throw the ball like that. I mean, he's pretty special.
I'll tell you, I was interested, but a little. You know, the way they're playing offense, you hate to do anything. We're dependent on Michael Thomas a little too much, so I like the fact we got another guy, and I hope Dez fits in, and he's a great receiver. I tell you what, I don't know. Drew, Coach, I don't know if Drew's ever had a receiver like him, to be honest with you, as far as a pro bowler.
I think Drew understands, you know, there's only so many, the bus only stops so many times, and, it stops a lot of times for him, and this is probably his last chance, and he's with a great, great, great club right now. They're a good ball club, well coached. I mean, I think he's going to conform, and I think he's going to help them.
Hmm.
Now, you know, they don't need a whole hell of a lot of help.
Yeah, right.
It's pretty good as it is.
Yeah.
But I think he'll help them and give them another weapon, and I think he's learned. You learn over a period of time, hey, there's a time to keep your mouth shut. Keep your mouth shut.
Well, another thing about the Saints offense is a tight end. I don't know, Coach, maybe you helped him out because he's playing great. It's a guy named Ben Watson, and I tell you, there's not many guys that catch the ball.
Well, Ben Watson's been a great tight end all the time he's been in the league. He just got traded around a little bit, but he's a hell of a football player.
How about that pass defense for the Saints, Coach? It seems to be a little bit of a weak spot for the Saints.
Littles were 29th in the league.
Yeah. When you look at their offense, I mean, you say, yeah, the defense is weaker than the offense, But they're not bad now, guys. I mean, I watched them the other day, and they were flying around. It's like, I mean, I watched the game last night for a while. I turned it off finally, but I mean that was a butt whipping. I mean,
yeah.
You look at Roethlisberger, and you look at the Steelers right now, and you say, how could they lose to anybody the way they played last night? I mean, the weapons were there. I didn't think the other team played very well, but, you know, all I can say is, hey, there's a lot of good football players out there, and the Saints have their share, believe me.
Well, and Carolina had been playing good, so that I was surprised at that kind of thing.
And then Le'Veon Bell, who refused to join the Pittsburgh Steelers, and now there's a report he's going to come this week. I mean, he's going to be welcome in the locker room when you kind of stood up the team, and they're doing fine without you. I wonder how that chemistry will work, Mike.
Well, I'm old school. You know, Steve, you can't go. I wouldn't take him back. I really wouldn't. I'd make sure that he was traded if he did come back. They got a kid playing running back right now. He's playing terrific football. I mean, you don't need it. You really don't need it. And when you think about it, I mean, I understand everybody wants to get their fair share or they're owed a certain amount of money, but the Steelers have never been about one player. I mean, maybe Roethlisberger, but, you know, they've had great receivers. They have great quarterbacks. You go back to the history of the great Steelers teams. But it's always been about a team, and I don't think they're going to change that concept. I mean, I'll be surprised if they keep them.
Well, and don't you think, and you would know better than anybody, that team chemistry is such a big part of success, and I don't know what percent it is, but when it's going good, it's nice to have, and that's what I think, Steve, you're talking about, is maybe, and that's what, you know, a new player can kind of can kind of mess it up, and when it's going good, you just want to kind of keep it going.
Yeah, you got to admit, you know, you watch football all year, and you haven't seen an offensive outbreak like the Steelers had yesterday. Le'Veon Bell, what is he going to do to help that?
What about Bears Detroit, Coach? I mean, Bears are, I think, pretty good football team.
No, the Bears are the best team in that division, and they are a very good football team. Mitch is a good quarterback. Coach Nagy's done a great job with them. They've got balance. I mean, the thing about the Bears, when you look at them, watch them play, they play well. You know, everybody talks about Khalil Mack. Okay, yeah, he's a good football player, but he hasn't even been there. I mean, he's not even playing right now, and they're still playing at a very high level on the defensive side of the ball, and you probably can't name only about five of those guys. I mean, I'm just telling you that he's got them playing good, got them playing as a team, and I like what they're doing on offense. I mean, I can't name him, even their receivers and some of their running backs, but I mean, they're doing a good job. The line is playing well. They open holes, and I think Mitch is one of the best quarterbacks in the league.
Where is that game, Stevie J?
Soldier Field, I believe.
Okay.
And don't they play again on Thanksgiving in Detroit? And that's a quick turnaround, I think, to play a team twice in 2 weeks.
They do turn around on Thanksgiving, and they go to Detroit, sure.
Well, listen, it's fun to watch, and it's we'll see. And going to be, being a Saints fan, this has been kind of fun, so I can't wait to watch it at Cincinnati, New Orleans at Cincinnati. And finally, the Chicago Cubs, clearly one of the best teams in baseball. I'm just confused as how they're dealing with Joe Maddon not extending his contract. His last year's coming up. I don't quite get it, Mike. He's a terrific manager.
He's a terrific person. He's really a Pennsylvania guy, but he fits perfectly in Chicago. And I'll call it what it is. It's stupidity. It's stupidity on the part of the Cubs organization. They don't give him a long-term contract. He should be able to manage that club as long as he wants to.
And, you know, nobody's had a record as good as this man in 100-plus years. I don't get it, Johnny. I don't get it.
Well, don't worry about it, Steve. The Cubs are winning the World Series next year. Their bats are going to go crazy. I think they're just going to be just like the Red Sox, and I think Joe will get his extension maybe halfway through next season.
Okay.
I'm not too worried about it.
All right, one more before I let you go.
And why do you think you became the competitor that you are?
Well, I don't know. There's rumors that I stole some rattles at age 2 weeks, but I'm not sure.
It's classic Mike Ditka. Classic working with the press. Coach, you're the best. You're the greatest. We appreciate you. Have fun down in Naples. Keep your head down on your golf swing, and it's always a pleasure.
All right. Thank you, guys. I love you guys. Bye-bye.
God bless you.
Hey, thanks,
Coach. Johnny. Appreciate it. Brother Johnny and Mike Ditka. ESPN 93.5. I mean, some of the stuff that's out there with Coach in the press is just timeless. Yeah, I just write about how funny I am all week, and I'll do some magic tricks and good stuff. ESPN 93.5. Text in. I'm glad the coach is back. 359-2255. Johnny and Mike are awesome. We appreciate them. 359-2255, you ought to text in. 753.
Here comes my best man speech. Madison, at first, I wasn't sure if you were right for the position. Were you going to punch his ticket to the playoffs or send him home packing?
Ever since he switched to DirecTV, he only talks in college football metaphors.
It's that 4K, that high-quality footage. It changes a man.
Were you a walk-on All-American or a one-trick play?
Quit cable. No one has more college football in 4K than DirecTV. More for your college football thing. That's our thing. Visit DirecTV.com for details. With entertainment package or limited 4K programming available. 4K equipment required. Other conditions apply.
Question. Would you rather enjoy this bag of chips earned with the Exxon and Mobil Rewards Plus points you earn on every purchase? Or would you rather enjoy this yogurt I've been saving since high school? What? You'd prefer the chips instead of the decades-old dairy product? It's indisputable. People everywhere prefer earning and redeeming with Exxon and Mobil Rewards Plus. Sign up now and get 15 cents per gallon in points for 30 days at ExxonMobilRewardsPlus.com. Terms and conditions may apply. Available at participating Exxon and Mobil locations. You must fully enroll prior to January 31st, 2019 in order to participate.
My name is Dr. Jonathan Greenberg. Stop what you are doing because what I'm about to say will improve the quality of your life. ZYPPAH.com. That's ZPA. It's Happy Z spelled backwards. ZPA is designed to be comfortable, affordable, and effective at eliminating snoring. I want to help you stop snoring. Go to ZPA.com and order now. ZYPPAH.com. Snoring is a serious matter. ZPA will conquer your snoring problems. Go to ZPA.com and order now.
Experience getting what you want.
Family partners here at Carback Car Capital, we're rounding them up and moving them out. All the 2018 Hondas and Hyundais gotta go.
The savings in the selection are huge, and we'll pay top dollar for your trade-in. And we have financing for everyone.
The deals will never be sweeter than they are right now. So saddle up and get on down to Carmack Car Capital in Danville, where our customers are
number one.
Carper taking it on the road. Yep, ESPN's College Game Day is back at various new locations in Campus Town. Join the guys Friday from 4 to 6 p.m. before each and every Illini home game. Tay and Carp's College Game Day will feature interviews on location, insight into our opponent's offense and defense, and live performances from the marching Illini. We're getting you ready for game day. Tay and Carp's College Game Day is powered by JSM, the Champaign Center Partnership, Game Day Spirit, and Busey Bank. Go Illini!
Doesn't mean little ideas. At Flooring Surfaces, we think big. That means a huge inventory of ceramic and porcelain tiles imported from around the world, right here to Champaign. It means hardwood, made to our high standards, offered at factory direct prices. And it means a big, beautiful showroom filled with the latest trends and fashions in flooring. Flooring Surfaces can help you change one room or the whole house with free design assistance, free measure service, and experienced staff and financing options available. We are a local company offering global fashions and a commitment to quality. See what Flooring Surfaces can offer you today at 401 East Mercury Drive in Champaign.
The world at your feet. Flooring Surfaces. The world at your feet.
Hi, I'm Troy Lands from Lands Inc. It's fall, and it's a special time to buy a Trane heating and cooling system for your home from Lands. For a limited time, we're offering discounts up to $1,000 or special long-term financing with approved credit on qualifying Trane systems. That's $1,000 off or special financing. Call Lands for details or find us online at LandsInc.com. And remember, it's hard to stop a Trane. I'm Troy Lands. You can count on my company because you can count on me.
See Lands or visit Trane.com for complete program eligibility, dates, details, and restrictions.
7.
All right, check your weekend weather forecast, Diane Ducey.
Looking pretty good. We've got a chance of snow until 4 o'clock this afternoon, and the winds will pick up to 28 miles per hour. Chance of precipitation, 40%. Today's high, 37, down to around 19 tonight. Only up to 34 with sunshine tomorrow, down to around 24 in the evening with partly cloudy conditions. Mostly sunny for Veterans Day on Sunday, high 42. Right now, the temperature's at 33, ESPN 93.5.
If you're looking for a great car dealership, look no further than Honda BMW of Champaign. Ben Quattron and his team just received the Honda President's Award in 2017, meaning they're one of the best Honda dealerships in America. They offer great deals. They have a tremendous service department with problems fixed right the first time and customer service that'll keep you coming back. So before you buy, make sure you give the award-winning Honda BMW of Champaign a chance to earn your business. Just off Neil at Brewash and Savoy, online, drivechampaign.com.
It's all about you and I at the U of I Community Credit Union. Sure, we started out only serving U of I employees, but we've graduated to serving the entire Champaign-Urbana community. And you know what? We love it. From football fields to cornfields, from humble beginnings to small victories, from Rantoul to Fisher, from Sadorus to Sydney, and everything in between. We know you've got a fighting spirit, and here at the U of I Community Credit Union, we're your biggest fans. The entire community, because it's all about campus and community at the U of I Community Credit Union. Stop by one of our three branches in Champaign and Urbana, and let us show you how we continue to serve both campus and community.